Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time to learn about another lesson about living life in the sandbox that we all share. Ron Price is here in the studio with me this morning. He is the author of the series of How to Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. Mr. Price, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Micklin. Good to see you, sir. How come we're always Mr.? We're so formal.
I know. Ron's
here. Wear a tie. You have
Ron's
to
here again.
Thank you, Scott.
How's that? Is that a better introduction?
I like it better. Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
This week, we're talking about dealing with difficult people in difficult situations. And wow, that's like my whole life story, I guess. I don't know.
You know, and I titled this Porcupine Skunks, Customers and Coworkers, How to Deal with Difficult People in Difficult Situations. And it's my favorite title that I've ever come up with.
Yeah, okay.
But we all have them. We have them at work, at home, wherever we go. We have to deal with difficult people, sometimes irate people and belligerent people and hostile people and all sorts of different, difficult to get along with people.
Yeah.
So just a few basic tips that I want to share. One is rule number one, and I won't put you on the spot. I don't like to play stump the host. But rule number one is safety first. For all concerned. If you're dealing with a difficult person and you feel they may go over the edge and get verbally or physically abusive, get out of there. Call for backup. Do whatever you have to do to protect yourself. I'm going to share some tips here that I think are relevant and helpful. But if you're in a difficult or dangerous, I should say, situation, no. Throw all these out the window. Get out of there and then maybe look to apply them. My second tip is to don't take it personally. Now, that's easy for me to say. Watch, I'm going to say it again. Don't take it personally. Scott, I'm going to tell you right now, people have taken out their frustration on you, and it had nothing whatsoever to do with you. Does anything, I won't ask you.
Well, it depends who you're talking to, but I understand what you're saying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, sometimes it is you. You're right. Sometimes it is me. Sometimes maybe we should take it personally. No.
Not
and
in
often,
this case.
Most of the time, they're just upset. They're frustrated. You happen to be there. And if you take it personally, then you're going to lose your effectiveness. You're going to lose your objectivity. You're going to lose your ability to maybe make the situation better. So try not to take it personally. What's your body language? Now, I'm not a body language expert. I know there are body language experts among us. You ought to have one on your program sometime because I'm not that. But Scott, what does this mean?
You are sitting there with your arms folded for the radio audience just to explain what you're doing.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. That's right.
And so you look a little closed off, a little maybe annoyed, hard to tell what you're feeling, but you're not certainly maybe happy, open to new ideas perhaps.
Thank you, Scott. That's the answer I always get, and it's a good answer. It's a good answer. But what about I'm cold? What about I'm comfortable? What about other reasons
maybe
that I'm sitting with my arms crossed? Exactly right. Maybe. And my point is that we sometimes look at body language and we go, aha, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're feeling. No, we don't. So be aware of your own body language. If you know that crossing your arms can send a message that you're closed off or you're upset or whatever, then yeah, probably don't enter the conversation with your arms folded. Be aware of your own body language. Pay some attention to the body language of the other, but please don't overdo it because you could be wrong. Let me see what my notes say. Oh, mm-hmm. you're dealing with a difficult, hostile, perhaps, person, irritated person. Smile. Just... Now, don't overdo it. Don't be the Cheshire Cat. Ooh, that could make it worse. But a gentle curling up of the lips, just smile. You're modeling for the other person that, you know what, we can have a pleasant conversation here. This can be a pleasant interaction. So a gentle smile is probably appropriate.
And can I add, Ron Price, that if you were smiling when your arms are folded like that, that certainly emotes a different type of body language?
Absolutely. And that's a great point, Scott, to take in the whole picture. Don't just go on one element or what have you. Look at the whole composite. And
okay.
Yeah, I like that. Good point. Here's another one, laughter. If you're dealing with somebody who's upset, introduce laughter. Maybe. Maybe.
Well, that was a silly thing to say.
Thank you. No, that, yeah, thank
not
you.
That kind of laughter.
Not that kind of laughter.
Okay, all right.
A gentle, if you can get the person laughing with you, then I heartily recommend it. If they at all think you're laughing at them, don't do it. Don't do it. So, actually, when in doubt, leave it out. It's not that crucial. But again, if you can get them laughing with you, ooh, I'm looking at the clock. I don't know if we have enough time. I want to end it here because I got such a good story.
We can do that.
To talk about a time when I did bring laughter into a very tense situation. It was,
We have a cliffhanger this week.
Look,
so everyone will have to tune in next week.
That's right.
To hear the story.
I hope I tune in.
I hope you will too. I hope you'll come back.
I will.
Okay. Ron Price, thank you very much. But so far, you've got us on a good start here.
All right.
Of dealing with difficult people in difficult situations.
And
so
plenty more where those came from. So all right. Stay tuned.
Thank you, sir. Ron Price is here every Wednesday with me on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.